What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Pilots Club, a podcast all about the first episodes of television shows and the many reasons why they may or may not be worth a watch. Every month, we pick a different pilot episode to watch and then discuss it here on our show. We release these episodes first and foremost to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/thewhatnots on our $3 tier and above. And then 2 years later, we release these episodes to a wider audience on a public feed. So if you want to catch up on 2 years worth of episodes, patreon.com/thewhatnots is the place to do that. When we first made the Pilots Club, it was a little rough around the edges, so we wanted to polish it up a bit and repackage it, so to speak, with this new intro. And eventually, you will stop hearing me doing this pre-recorded intro, and I will just start saying it as we record each episode. But until then and beyond, please enjoy the show and what it grows into. Welcome back to the Pilots Club section of our Patreon exclusive podcast for this month. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Melissa.
Yes.
This one was your suggestion.
It was.
Tell us a little bit about the end game.
Yes.
We're in the end game now.
The end game. Not like the Avengers movie titled only end game, not definitively. I thought we would take a look at a pilot for a currently running show. We are recording this one a bit early, so I don't know how many episodes this is. Maybe it is not a currently running show by the time you actually hear this. But I think right now there's only been like 4 episodes of this out. I saw a bunch of these commercials while I was watching the Winter Olympics because it's an NBC show. Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd check it out. It's such a brand new pilot.
Yeah, I thought that was a good idea. You know, something that's currently running. Yeah, at the time of recording this, there's 4 out. So by next month, there should be more when this
more
goes up. Right.
Definitely
now.
More. No,
there will be more. More than 4, right? Yeah, so I had not heard of this one. I don't really pay attention to network TV, so I'm not super familiar with all of the stuff that they do until it hits streaming services. And you know it has some like should you watch this or should you skip it or should you wait till there's more or stuff like that. So I did recognize some of the people in this one. There's one of the main characters in here from Firefly.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I've yes. seen her in something. So I was excited about that. But this, I think the premise of this is that there is that like this mastermind criminal and they caught her.
Yeah.
They caught her. They got her good. They bring her in the detention room, and immediately when they have her inside there, there's like a series of bank robberies that all happen at right around the same time, and everything suggests that she is the one that is operating all of these bank heists all at the same time. And by all means, that sounds like something I would like.
Yeah.
And I think for a network television show, it was about what I expected. I was okay with it, but also just like, all right, not necessarily for me because of how it looks and how it's shot and all that stuff. But man, the premise, at least, I'm like, that is interesting. I like that. Tell me more.
I
like this cat and mouse.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of...
What did you think?
One of the things that reminded me of immediately was that episode of Sherlock where Moriarty steals the crown jewels and gets himself caught on purpose. And Sherlock's like, why he do that? It's like an entire right, series of that. I had a lot of fun watching this. Yeah, the show does some interesting things that I really appreciate. We've got Elena Fedorova. This is our mastermind criminal. And then Agent Val Turner is this agent who's sent there to interrogate her. The two of them have a history. they've bumped up against each other on different missions before. And Val, her husband, was also a federal agent, and he was found taking drug money. He was found taking a bribe of some sort, and he's been in jail for a year. It seems like he could be there for at least a decade. And she goes to visit
and
him.
To be clear, he's in jail because she turned him in.
Right. Because she loves her husband, but she does the right thing. She takes her position as a federal agent very seriously. Seems like she's got a very strong head on her shoulders, always wants to do the right thing. And she still really loves him. And so she goes there to meet him, and he gives her divorce papers. And she's like, we said we would revisit this, maybe, you know, if it turns out you weren't going to be able to get out of here early. The fact that you just decided all of this without involving me, I'm really upset. And I like that she is so devoted to her husband. I feel like in another show, it would be her bringing him divorce papers. She really wants to stick with him. And then we find out that Elena is doing a lot of what she's doing because she has a husband who she loves. And then in Elena's group of bank robbers, there's two criminals who are also in love with each other. So I like that already.
Lots of relationships.
Yeah, this show has a lot of sincere, committed relationships in it. It's a show with a lot of potential for romance in it already. And I like that that's something we have, that we don't have marriages that are a burden or a frustration or like some lazy sitcom husband or something like that. I like that our heroes are two committed wives.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only do you have a lot of chances for love, but they have some sex appeal in this show too, which I'll get to in just a sec. Mm. But first, I have to say, for a pilot, when we did Eureka, a couple months ago. Now it was we recorded it last month, but when we did that one, I think one of my comments was, man, they sure did a lot in this pilot. Like, I don't think I needed all of that much. I think this one puts that one to shame with how much this pilot does.
In 43 minutes, she robs seven banks.
Not only that, but it also has that whole flashback scene and sequence about they pull the rug under you as the narration starts to be like, this is a story about a young girl who loved her father and all this stuff. And you see a young girl with someone who you assume is her father. And eventually turns out that that's just some random person. We don't know who yet exactly. And the character, what was her name again?
Elena.
She's the one that's in the car driving down the road in this flashback that gets hit with this RPG. And then she there's this whole side story with that. There's the whole thing about the divorce.
Yeah.
There's the relationship between, and again, I'm terrible with names, but that main cop and her new partner, who seems to also be very much by the books, but in a brand new and shiny way, which she is very much by the books, but in a jaded.
Yeah, she's
way,
by the spirit of the law, if not by the letter of it. She will bend the rules a little bit if she to do something she thinks is the best thing to do.
And she's built up connections and stuff like that. But she has some kind of existing relationship with her partner on the horse. Like, he has an understanding of don't do this again. I hate it when you do this.
Yeah.
Right? And she also has some kind of relationship with that FBI guy that shows up, I think, because he immediately is just like, no, you out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you here. I
know
back
to your desk.
Like, I know your reputation. Yeah. There's all that. There's the whole thing about her connection to the drug lord that she busted, but she has like a cell phone. Like she knows how to get him a cell phone to call him to do that. There's so much stuff that's happening in this that it's mind blowing. I don't understand it. We have a whole sequence of like the SWAT teams infiltrating the bank. We have a bank robbery scene. We have someone in the bank who's trying to be a hero. There's How do they fit all of this in there? Holy moly.
I understand their strategy of let's really set the stage in the pilot. Let's have her rob 7 banks. And then the rest of the series can maybe slow down a little bit, dig deeper into, take its time with how did she rob 7 banks? Why did she rob 7 banks?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like they laid out the buffet and they were like, you can have a handful.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, great. We can have a handful of this and a handful of that. And they're like, no, one handful total. So you get just a tiny
get
bit of
one olive.
And that's it.
Right.
Yeah. One olive, one slice of roast beef, one roll.
But I know that like if we keep watching, we'll get a handful of olives in episode 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get stuff that focuses on the partner, stuff that focuses on her ex-military career.
Yeah.
Stuff that focuses on the relationship with the husband and what happened with that. The criminal just seems to be like puppeteering, orchestrating all of this stuff without actually being there.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It's very fun that at one of these bank robberies, one of her goons holds up a note to the camera that says, dear FBI agent headman, bow to the queen. And then the FBI agent headman's like, he finds an envelope in his pocket and he's like, where'd this come from? Who put this envelope in here? You didn't even touch me.
He's like, who's the queen?
Right. And he opens the envelope and it says, I'm the queen. Like, and he looks up and she's sitting right there.
She's just like,
It's a little silly, but I like it. I also like the sort of fairy tale theme that it might be working with. Mm-hmm. The story she's telling, she frames it like a fairy tale. The name of her criminal organization translates to Snow White. She robs 7 banks for 7 doors.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like that was the thing that caught me off guard is that they did so much in a short amount of time. Cuz it kept my interest, it kept up the pace.
Yeah.
It was enough that I was impressed, but not so much that I felt like this was bloated or that I didn't get a good sense of what this show will actually be.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great sample platter.
Yeah.
So I think out of the pilots we've seen so far, this one might have been my favorite just because of how effective it was at all of that.
It's also the shortest pilot we've watched. That Eureka pilot was like 84 minutes, kind of a TV movie. The Doom Patrol pilot was a full hour. This is the only one that's a standard TV episode length.
Yeah. Which is also interesting because I feel like despite the premise, I think this is maybe the one I was least interested in at the end of the day, but still most effective on me. If that makes sense.
I'm intrigued about where it might go. Like I said, this is the oddest thing for me to latch onto, but I like that their relationships are taken seriously and it's not just like a hand wavy I have a husband somewhere, or Elena has a husband who she uses for his money. I like that love appears that it could be a very strong principle of this show
for sure. But to get back to the queen
and
the sex appeal, the queen has some sex appeal,
incredible, especially because she's
incredible.
Yeah. I hope that this show is liked. I hope that it does well so that people will make more dresses like the dresses she's wearing. I love her dress. It is this like royal blue silk, this long skirt with like a high slit up the thigh, deep V cut, cinched in the
super
middle.
Deep V.
Incredible. And she is entirely locked within this one interrogation room. So she has to come up with all these sexy, yeah, powerful poses to do with just like one small card table and one chair.
And she is knocking it out of the park. But yeah, like you would think, oh, they have this criminal. She's the mastermind of this thing, mm-hmm, you know, all that stuff. I don't know exactly what I expected, but it was not this at all.
Mm.
You know, maybe you expect someone who's already in like an orange jumpsuit or,
yeah,
something like that, or they're in everyday clothes, or they're in something maybe a little more tactical.
Yeah,
in case they were planning on being a part of,
yeah,
one of these heists.
Or they're in like,
but yeah.
No, just in like classic cat burglar black or something like that.
Sure.
This dress is most of the reason why I wanted to watch this show. It's such a formal, beautiful dress. Where did they get her from? Why is she wearing it?
They kidnapped her straight off of the like the red carpet,
yeah,
at some like prestigious award show. I think they make a joke that she's in a prom dress. Oh,
prom dresses could only dream of looking,
yeah,
like this.
Right, she's stunning in this, and your first look at her as the like, I don't even know how to describe it, but this like truck that has her in it, like, just it reveals her,
mm-hmm,
but it reveals her chest, her cleavage is like the first thing you see in this like super deep,
right,
V that is just like the first thing you see is tits.
What's tits and more like, look at how she wears this dress, how she commands this dress.
It's sharp.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's not slutty. It's not sleazy. It is like, that is classy.
Yeah.
This is the criminal.
Yeah.
This is the master. No, like you got the wrong, like she makes more money than all of y'all combined.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is not, you guys have the wrong person here. Yeah. And like you said, she's so commanding.
Yeah.
In this, that I think is the, like, just the shock value of that dress is supposed to just, everyone stops,
yeah,
and it's just like, whoa, which worked. It was,
yeah,
just like, whoa, was not expecting this.
I love her hair also. I love her earrings. Val also looks great. I really like Val's hair. I like the styling in this, uh-huh, show so far. I'm excited to see if,
yeah,
she gets to wear a second dress at some point.
Hopefully they have more extravagant outfits and stuff like that. Because that's something that I also really like about Killing Eve,
mm-hmm,
is just like the outfits and the style that they display in that show is stellar. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So this one reminded me a lot of kind of like, yeah, you referenced Sherlock. I thought of The Blacklist. Have you seen that?
No,
show
that's the
with,
one where James Spader wears a hat.
Yeah, yeah. Which that narrows it down. But
that is,
yeah,
honestly the number one
same
fact I know about the show is that that's the one where the guy always wears a hat. Name,
right,
another show
but
where the guy always wears
same
a hat.
You know, the show where the guy wears a hat.
The Hat Squad.
Find out next.
That's the only other one.
Welcome to our new Patreon segment, The Hat Club, where we exclusively watch episodes of TV shows where the guy wears a hat.
You know who wears a hat? A pilot. It fits.
There
it fits.
Go.
It connects all of it. This is my master plan.
No, but this reminded me of Blacklist in the sense that they bring this character on who is, I've really only seen the pilot of that one,
mm-hmm,
too. I did not stick with that show. But yeah, they bring on this guy who's a criminal or at least has some shady dealings, right? And he ends up playing this sort of Hannibal Lecter style character where he is the one that knows all of this information. He knows how to get in contact with these people or how to track them down. And it seems like that is very similar to what they're doing here with this, except instead of Elena like willingly giving up this info, she's the one masterminding it. And it's the relationship between her and this cop where the cop is smart. She has history with her. And I think she is the underdog in the situation where she like, because she's a woman, she's a black woman, she's going through a divorce. She has a storied career that seems to have some kind of negative history, some kind of like stigma of we don't necessarily want to work with her.
I think it might just be since her husband got accused of taking that drug money. I don't know if there was anything in her career before that. But yeah, she
has that thing of I don't know if I really want to work.
She's never been accused of anything. There's no evidence pointing to her being part of this. And she's like, I turned him in. I did the right thing. I was above board on all of it. But people still wonder, like, did you have something to do with that? And we just haven't been able to pin it down on you. This is why her boss keeps yelling at her to just go back to her desk. And stop wandering into all these crime scenes.
But yeah, it reminds me of that like almost Hannibal Lecter style character, but it's more of a cat and mouse thing of like, well, you might have me in this room, but you haven't caught me.
Yeah.
Right. I'm surprised nowhere in the pilot did they question like, well, if she is so smart, if she is the mastermind, why is she here? She must need to be here for some, like, there was no like light bulb moment of she's exactly where she wants to be.
I think
she's here in this room for a reason. What is that reason?
I think we're going to get there because we've talked so much about the dress. There is the question of exactly when and how did you pick her up? In what context was she arrested? And I feel like maybe when we learn more about that, then somebody will have that light bulb moment.
Potentially. But yeah, that seemed like a moment that I kind of expected to happen in this of like, oh my God, she's the mastermind. She's the queen. Why is she here? Like, how did she let us catch her and arrest her? Like, something's not adding up here, right? She is very much in control of the whole situation.
Yeah.
So I liked that a lot. With this one here.
Yeah, I think we could be up for a great cat and mouse game. And there's also these two main characters have kind of a sympathy for each other, just as human beings, which I appreciated. Like both of them realize they've Elena knows about Val's situation with her husband. At the end of the episode, we find out that Elena's husband's alive, but Val's been under the impression that he died. And she does feel like she recognizes, I am sorry your husband died. And part of this flashback fairy tale story that Elena has been telling is, you know, like this dad is teaching his, you know, teenage daughter how to be a mercenary. And they attack this other family who must be some sort of enemies, and then she goes and she stabs the daughter, and then there's the twist that I wasn't the stabber, I was the stabbee. And she like uncinches her dress and like shows Val this scar to prove it, and then Val says, I see the scar, I also see that you have stretch marks, do you have a kid, where is your kid at? Which is another mystery,
all sorts of stuff too. Mysteries. Yeah, and you mentioned the husband is still alive. He's in the same jail.
Right, they're also friends.
Husband is in, and they're in contact. Yeah, there's more kinds of like interconnections than everyone realizes.
Yeah,
with this So interesting stuff. This was a good one to pick.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. It reminded me of 24, kind of. It's not that structured of a compressed time frame where every episode is an hour, but it's got that similar sort of pace to it. Real flashy looking, well styled, and I do like this potential for very strong interpersonal bonds between these characters.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. That's kind of all my thoughts on that one. So for next month, Melissa, I guess you and I will have all the time in the world to watch this one. But I do have what we will be doing next. We are going shorter still, to a half an hour show. I wanted to pick an anime that I had not heard of before. Like, let's just get one I know nothing about here. And so I went on to Netflix and just went in their category for that and scrolled until something caught my eye. And I was like, that one. So we're going to do the pilot for Yasuke, spelled Y-A-S-U-K-E. It seems like the show in total is pretty short. There's only six of them, but they're half an hour long. And this caught my eye because the main character is black, and is a samurai, and black characters in anime are kind of few and far between. I mean, when I think of black characters, my mind immediately goes to Afro Samurai, which is very similar in a weird way to this character, just because they're black and they're samurais, right? But I was like, hey, we don't get to see that, you know, that often. Let's dive into that one. So Yasuke is a series loosely based off the historical figure of the same name, an African warrior who served under the Japanese daimyo. Oda Nobunaga. During the Sengoku period of samurai conflict in 16th century Japan. This series was created by LaShawn Thomas and stars Lakeith Stanfield as the main character.
Very nice.
I will say that Flying Lotus did all of the music for this and also helped to create the story.
Okay.
With this here. So I think we've landed on something interesting.
Yes.
With this. And from what I understand, he is kind of a former boatman, I think is what it said. I don't know.
Sailor?
Strike that from the record. Let's not do that. They made it seem like he was kind of like a ferryman, like Chiron in Greek myth or stuff like that. I don't think that's exactly it, but I will see whenever we check it out.
Yeah.
So Yasuke is what we will be watching, and that is available on Netflix. Just FYI.
Interesting.
So, there you go. There you go. Well, I guess that about does it for our Pilots Club section.